UNC Radio. Happy almost New Year. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Dave. This is Lisa from your writers group.
Hey, Lisa. Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Great. I'm having a fun time listening to you and Joyce.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, it's been a wild... We had so many people call in and so many folks here. It's been delightful. How did you spend your... Or are you spending your New Year in Colorado? It's just a couple of minutes away. What have you been up to?
We dodged out of the car and took a car ride and went to the movies to see Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
And was it as great as... Was she amazing? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It didn't have this message like, you should go out and hike the trail, you know, but it was all her personal story, like it was in the book, and so I liked it quite a lot. I don't think it changed my life, but,
well,
you know, I recommend it.
Okay.
It's a well-made movie. And I heard you mention Christine Lavin.
Yeah. She's a friend of the... We had a wonderful time with her years ago when we were on Long Island, and she came with her guitar and was there for like 2-3 hours. We stretched it out over like 3 different shows just because she was such a delight, and we're still in touch.
She's the one who makes novelty songs, is that right?
Well, now...
You had the Alice TV show?
Oh, no, you're thinking of... You know what's weird? You're thinking of Linda Lavin... Who has also been on the show. She's also been in the neighborhood. She played Alice on TV, but Christine Lavin, you should get to know her. She does do some...
I do.
Yeah.
I had her tape, and she sings the funniest songs ever. People should hear them.
Yeah, but she also mixes serious songs, too. In fact, as she's gotten later in her career, there are a few more novelty songs than anything else, but when she started, she was a more serious folk singer with some funny songs interspersed. By the way, we're 3 minutes away from the new year here in Colorado, so you're going to stay with us on the phone and count us down, I hope.
Okay, yeah, and if you got the song I'm a Fly on a Plane, I'd love to hear that, but, you know.
Is that by...
I
don't know if I have... I don't know if I have any Christine Lavin with us. We might. Can you check... Joyce is near my computer. Can you check Lavin on the iTunes? Because we'll play it right after the new year if we want to.
All right.
So what was the best thing that happened to you in 2014, Lisa Arata?
Well, I had a major life adjustment. So it was the best, but it was one of those difficult things. But now, it was one of those things where after you have it, when you laugh, you are really laughing.
Oh, okay.
But it's a bit personal, but...
Oh, okay, no, yeah, fine. Can you give us a hint?
You'll hear about it in writer's group in some form.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll have a character doing it, a male character perhaps, who will tell everyone. So, all right, so what are you hoping for in 2015? My God, from which we are 2 minutes away.
Oh, I'm hoping for further growth along the road less traveled or something like that.
That's pretty good.
And you too. Yeah. Tell us what you'd like to learn and everything. I'll stay on the line.
Well, I want to write another or finish another play. That would be good. That was one of the good things that happened this year. I finished another play. It's a one-man show. Haven't done anything with it yet, but that's probably my proudest achievement of the year. And if I can get another one done in the next 12 months, that would make me really happy. Yeah, we're almost at 11:59. You know what? And just healthy wife, healthy me, healthy dogs, healthy family. That would be really, really good. Wouldn't mind that. Wouldn't mind a job. If there are people listening out there who own radio stations or theaters or whorehouses, I'm easy. I'm open. That would be good. So we got 1 minute. Let me get, because I want to play. Hunt, can you go on the iTunes there and get Bare Naked Ladies? And I don't mean the photos that I have. Oh, we'll play that after the, because they do a nice version of Auld Lang Syne, so I'm going to have that ready, because we're, I guess, about half a minute away from the new year. So, Lisa, do you want to wish, give a shout-out to anybody, any highs?
Well, shout-out to the writers group.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had a little bit of champagne, so, you know, Brian and Travis and everybody.
They're really, really terrific people. So let's do it. Let's do our countdown. You ready? We're going to do it.
I love you all.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, Colorado! Happy New Year, Lisa! Happy New Year, honey, my love, my darling. I'm going to kiss my wife, just ending, and then I'll play some Bare Naked Ladies.
Love you, babe. All right, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Lisa. Oh, it's so great for you to call in. Let me ask you one question. If somebody wants to be a writer, somebody who's thinking about being a writer, either personally or short stories or anything, what's a piece of advice that you would give them? Because you've written a novel. I mean, you've done it. You've written a full book. What do you recommend to people?
You have to cascade through all the stages. First, you have to get obsessed and write, blurf it all out. Then, the next stage is you have to learn. But also don't stop writing. And then you got to submit. And I haven't got to that step yet.
Well,
you got it. It takes courage.
I will say
you have the courage.
Curtain. I love it because I will say this for Lisa. I mean, you got to get out there with that book that you've written because you're a really good writer, and I think there's a publisher out there. I think the book is there. It's ready. You might want to tweak it a little bit, but don't over-tweak it. I mean, you've been bringing in chapters and different rewrites and parts of it. I think, you know, as we've talked about, it's kind of ready to get out there, and people should read it. It's a really nice story, and you're a really fine writer. And I'm proud to know you.
Aww. Thank you. That's like gold. Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Happy, happy, happy New Year to you, Lisa, and to everybody in the gang. And I'll see you soon.
Okay.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.